Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda, and you're listening to the Qalam Podcast. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the stories of the prophets are a source of great strength and comfort for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, it's important for all of us to learn and reflect on these stories and derive the lessons, the strength, and spirituality from the stories of these great and noble prophets that Allah has given to us in the Quran. Therefore, I'm very pleased to share with you the series that I delivered in the Qalam Masjid, on the Qalam campus, all throughout the month of Ramadan 2024, corresponding to 1445 after Hijrah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a means of benefit for all of us. Please enjoy the series. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Inshallah, continuing with our series here in the month of Ramadan, the stories of the prophets in the Quran, where we go through the different stories, extracting beneficial lessons that we can live our lives by. Today, inshallah, we're going to be talking about Prophet of Allah, Ayyub alayhi salam. If you recall, or if you go back and listen to one of the previous sessions, when we were talking about Ya'qub alayhi salam, and the iconic phrase of Ya'qub alayhi salam with Yusuf, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. And we talked about patience. But over there I had highlighted that when it comes to patience and the act of patience within a person's life, there are two situations, two scenarios in which patience is required and prescribed. The first scenario that we spoke about in the case of the Prophet Ya'qub alayhi salam is the situation when you are dealing with difficulty, adversity that is inflicted upon you by other people. When you are having to deal with people and the challenges that people present. And we refer to that kind of patience as more in the realm of self-control. The self-control of Ya'qub alayhi salam, that he did not lash out, but he said, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. I will beautifully control myself in this situation and not say or do anything that I might regret afterwards. And that was the moral and that was the lesson. Today, in the story of the Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam, we're going to talk about the other scenario. And the other scenario is the patience that is prescribed in the scenarios and the situations where we are dealing with the difficulty or the adversity that we might experience due to the decree of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite mercy and wisdom, Allah has put some circumstances upon us in our lives. And those circumstances are challenging. They are difficult. They are adverse. And how do we navigate that difficulty and adversity when it is from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Things like natural disasters, droughts and famine, sickness, illness, death, loss of life. How do we, even economic struggles, how do we react and respond in those situations? And the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us in the Quran for dealing with those situations is Ayyub alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll first kind of outline exactly what the story of Ayyub alayhi salam is very briefly. And I want us to focus more on what Allah says in the Quran here. But to be able to appreciate what Allah tells us here in the Quran, it's important that we have just a very quick kind of recap of his circumstances. The Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam was someone, of course, the Prophet of Allah, but he was also someone who was very handsome, a very striking man. He was a little bit older, and he had this air of, he was very distinguished. He had this air of dignity about him. And the Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam was the leader of his people, and he had a beautiful village and town surrounding him. And the Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam, he had a big, sprawling, beautiful family. He had a whole small mini tribe of his own. and everyone was healthy and doing well and well-mannered and pious and righteous. And Ayyub alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him sufficient wealth. He was well-to-do and he could take care of this extended beautiful family that he had. And he had a beautiful, kind of like a large compound, large house and estate that he lived in with this whole extended family, surrounded by the people that he loved. And they prayed together and they ate together and they laughed together. And he had this picturesque, beautiful life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he does with all the prophets of Allah, Allah made him an example for us, a role model. So by the will and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Allah's infinite wisdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicted Ayyub alayhi salam with an illness. And his health, his physical condition deteriorated very quickly. And in a very short amount of time, it looked like he had aged decades. He was unrecognizable. And the kind of illness that he had, it was not only internal but also external. There was a fear of it being contagious and maybe affecting other people. So he had to all of a sudden retreat and live in isolation. Now he was secluded from his whole family. And while he's there in seclusion, riddled with illness, his morning, afternoon, and evening, and night, everything is filled with pain. He gets the news one day of a terrible tragedy and accident. And one of the narrations mentioned while his whole family was sleeping peacefully in that large estate, that some kind of a natural disaster occurred, like an earthquake, and the whole building collapsed and everyone died. He lost his entire family. His whole estate and everything was rubble, was ruined. His family was gone. His wealth was gone. His community, it was the illness described. He's a prophet of Allah, so we speak respectfully. But it was said that the illness, even externally, was so severe that people could not be around him. It was very difficult to look at him and be around him. So even his community, he could no longer interact with anyone. And he was completely isolated. And think about that now. From going where, from being where we described earlier, the top of the world, the most beautiful life you can imagine, to now this is his existence. And in this circumstance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, what did Ayyub alayhi salam do? What is someone to do in that situation? Allah says, "Wa Ayyuba," and look at Ayyub. "Idh nada Rabbu," when he called out to his Lord, and he said, "Anni massani adhurru," my Lord, indeed I have suffered. There's no denial of the suffering. We had said that in that earlier session as well, that patience is not the denial of one's circumstances; it's rather the acceptance. It's the true acceptance. That this is from my Lord, and He has decreed this, and this is what is best for me. Anni massani adhurru, my Lord, I have indeed suffered. However, complaints? Do I have complaints? No. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. But indeed, you are the most merciful of all those capable of showing mercy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in another place, in Surah Sa'd, that was from Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah number 21. In Surah number 38, it also tells us, "Wadhkur 'abdana Ayyub." Remember the example of our beloved servant Ayyub. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Ayyub alayhi salam. Allah says, "Inna wajadnahu sabiran." We found him to be always patient. Always patient. Sabir. Like this is a noun that describes a person. Allah is saying he was constantly, continuously, always, through and through patient. Ni'mal 'abdu. He is the best servant of God. And then Allah tells us the secret. Because at some level, the question is there, in my mind, maybe in your mind as well, that in that much difficulty? How do you just cope? Okay, I get it. I understand the big picture. I will be patient, but how do I just day-to-day cope when I can't even eat? Like Ayyub alayhi salam is in constant excruciating pain all the time. How do you cope? And Allah tells us his secret. Innahu awwabun. His secret was that he always kept turning to Allah. Every time the pain was difficult, every time the sorrow of his family rose up in his heart, he would immediately turn to Allah. He would always go back to Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and this is the promise of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجَرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah will always take care of the people that practice patience without any limit, without any restriction. Whatever we think is possible, forget about that. Allah will make the impossible possible for the person who practices patience throughout their difficulty. Allah says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We answered his prayers. فَكْشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ دُرْ. We removed his entire suffering from him. اُرْكُضْ بِرِجْلِكْ هَذَا مُخْتَسَلٌ بَارِدٌ وَشَرَابٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, strike your foot on the ground, and this spring of water came up out of the ground miraculously. And then Allah said, bathe in it and it will externally cure you, and drink it and it will internally cure you. وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the dominant opinion of the scholars of tafsir is that we take the wording of the Quran literally. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ. Allah brought all of his family back to life. And I know the people of the world have trouble with that. But this is Allah that we're talking about. Nothing is beyond his control. Nothing is outside of the grasp of Allah. Allah brought his whole family back to life for him. وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ. And they doubled in size. His family grew to even bigger than it was before. His estate grew to even bigger than it was before. His community got even bigger than it was before. رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا. And Allah says, as a special mercy and a gift from us, Allah says, وَذِكْرَ لِلْعَابِدِينَ. And this is a reminder to all the devout servants of God who will come throughout time, that they will go to the Quran, to the Book of Allah, and they will read these verses, and they will see the example of Ayyub alayhi salam, and they will find the inspiration to practice patience. So this is the lesson that we pray and we beg and we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the perspective of Ayyub alayhi salam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the patience and the strength of Ayyub alayhi salam. Our brothers and sisters in Gaza that are suffering, we make dua that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them victory. And until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has won the victory and Allah is all wise and we put our trust and faith in Him, until that moment comes, Allah gives them the patience of Ayyub alayhi salam. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahum bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.